This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people will be watching what happens today as the deadline approaches for a possible government shutdown. The AP's Norman Hall on the drama yesterday.
House lawmakers rejected President-elect Donald Trump's demand to scuttle a bipartisan compromise to keep the government open and instead voted down a last-minute fix cobbled together by Republican leaders. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the GOP substitute contains elements supported by Democrats.
The government shutdown is never a good alternative.
But Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans were frightened into voting no because Trump billionaire ally Elon Musk objected to a bipartisan compromise.
President Musk told them. President Musk said, don't do it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears determined to try again before Friday's midnight deadline to keep the government operating. Norman Hall, Washington.
Holiday travelers are expected to smash records this season. The AAA's Aixa Diaz.
Travel as far as going to visit family or friends, going to stay at a rental home together at the beach. People are making it happen. And I think it has to do a lot with sort of a psychological shift in the view of travel post-pandemic. I think people value it a lot more than they did before.
More than 119 million people are expected to travel between Saturday and New Year's Day. U.S. diplomats are in Syria trying to get some answers about missing American journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in 2012. They'll also hold talks with the country's new leaders. Workers at Starbucks are on a five-day strike beginning today, the strike beginning in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Tesla is recalling some vehicles because of an issue with the warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system. This includes some late Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. This is AP News. Now to healthy food and what's not healthy anymore. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest.
The Food and Drug Administration is updating the definition of healthy food. Under a new rule, a product claiming to be healthy must contain a certain amount of food from one or more food groups, such as fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein. For the first time, the rule sets certain limits for added sugars. Foods must also limit sodium and saturated fat at levels that depend on the type of product. No longer worthy of being labeled healthy food are sugary cereals, highly sweetened yogurts, white bread, and some granola bars. Avocados, olive oil, salmon, eggs, and some trail mix can be labeled healthy. Food manufacturers have until 2028 to comply. A label that designates certain foods as healthy is still being developed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.